This episode of the Vision Board Podcast is brought to you by Onnit. Why Onnit, you ask? Well, here's a word from Onnit's founder and CEO, Aubrey Marcus.
You know, Onnit is the company that has the tools to improve your performance. And in whatever area that you're looking for, we have something to do it. You know, it's like going to it's the Home Depot of house repair, but instead of house repair, it's body and mind repair. You know, and it's body and mind performance enhancement. It's going to that body shop and figuring out what tools that you can apply to help make your life better.
At the Vision Board Podcast, we only promote supplements that we use ourselves, and we only use the best. To give you insights, here's Johnny.
Yeah, guys, my two favorite that I take, one, Alpha Brain. Alpha Brain really helps improve mental focus and memory, and the second one I really swear by is Shroom Tech. Shroom Tech is designed to help your body with energy and cardiovascular endurance. What's your favorite, Tristan?
Johnny, the two that I love is the Warrior Buffalo Bars. I find these delicious snacks, and they're also perfect for when I'm on the road and also on the run. Also, I love the Dolce Whey. They're grass-fed whey protein isolate, perfect for my smoothies and also my post-workout shakes. Now, guys, check out the range at www.onnit.com, and please use code word VISIONBOARD for 10% off at checkout. Now, guys, enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, today is the first day of the rest of your life. And now, listen in as Tristan and Johnny bring it all to the table on the Vision Board Podcast.
Guys, welcome back. Episode 119 of the Vision Board Podcast. I'm Tristan Cannell. Alongside me, Johnny Stofko.
What's up, Tristan? What's up, everybody? Hashtag 119.
Yeah, we've got Friday wrap-up time, my man. We've had a big week. Jack DeLosa and Greg Stark stopped by.
Yeah, two Sydney-siders, two guys doing good things, creating businesses. We got the Entrepreneurial College and the Entourage, and we got Greg Stark, Sweat Equity.
Yeah, so many learning sort of take-home points this week. But what we wanted to kind of touch on today is entrepreneurship, because it is one of those words that, might be starting to get a little bit out of control now. Everyone thinks they're an entrepreneur. For me, I don't think entrepreneurship's for everyone, but I think maybe by us two maybe sharing a few stories, we might be able to kind of help people maybe either make that jump or maybe just re-reflect on what they want to do moving forward.
Yeah, it's a question that we ask a lot of our guests who are in that realm, who are running businesses or created ideas, but you're right. It is a term that's thrown around quite often socially on social media about whether I am an entrepreneur or the entrepreneurial mindset sort of thing. But for myself, at its most simplest form, you would have to, being an entrepreneur is, you know, you're writing your own checks. Mm. You're no longer in cahoots or obliged to answer to a corporation. You're not being paid by anybody. You're creating your own path through your own ideas.
What I love about it is the fact it does give you options. Like, for example, like you just mentioned, no one's telling you what time you have to go to work. You can pick what time you want to go to lunch. You can pick what time you want to finish. There's a plus, and like, you don't have that security blanket anymore of that 9-to-5 job, which is fine. And it's something that I am actually considering maybe even going back to. So I'll never kind of discount either way. I'll kind of have a bit of a love affair with both at the moment. And both of those two are probably the major considerations in my eyes. The fact that no one can tell you what to do, it's on your own path, versus that security blanket. And they're both very, very two key things that you do need to consider.
Of course, I feel like you have to really, it's all about how we're wired. Just, you know, take in whatever speaks to you. Some of us mentally are wired and we need that security. And some of us are, you know, I don't know. It's something I struggle with. I'm thinking, though, that the security and the comfort of a 9-to-5 is dangerous in a sense of it literally puts you in a mental framework of not creating anything or not being thinking on the go, because you're not required to do. You're required to follow in the footsteps of the system that is being placed onto you. Mm. And I know in myself and in my brand, where I'm at, where we're at with this show, what I'm doing with my own coaching and consulting brand and creating, I will never work a 9-to-5 again. That's how I'm wired. Seeing this, and it is hard. It's the struggle, the day-to-day. You really have to embrace it. But it's like when I have doubts, I just think about how miserable I was working for somebody else's corporation, somebody else telling me what I'm worth, putting a number value on my skill set and saying, this is what you're worth.
Yeah.
That doesn't speak to me. I'd rather make nothing than somebody to tell me what I'm worth.
Yeah.
So that's how what I feel being an entrepreneur is, when you're ready to do that.
Yeah, be careful though, because entrepreneurship is lonely. A lot of the time you can be by yourself in the game. And I think that's something that I do enjoy about the 9-to-5 game, is the fact that there is kind of a bit of a team sort of situation in there, and the fact that you can rely on other people when you do need help. You can ask for people help with entrepreneurship, but it can be rough. You know yourself how many times you have to do things just alone. And, you know, we're lucky we can run ideas by each other, and we've got a bit of a partnership happening, but it doesn't happen all the time. So it's one of the different factors that if you're not good or you don't enjoy doing things by yourself, that's probably a big reflection on whether you should go down that route. But at the same time, it might be the route that you have to go down to challenge yourself to get out of your comfort zone. So
I think the number one important part, if you guys are listening at home who are thinking about, or maybe you're calling yourself an entrepreneur and you're struggling right now, maybe you haven't taken that leap yet and you're thinking about it, you better make one thing damn sure, is that whatever you choose to do, it's within your skill set. It's your number one strength.
Passion, man.
And you have to love it.
Yeah.
Because the only way you're going to do great work is if you love the work you do. Steve Jobs said that very famously in his speech to those graduating students at Stanford. But in those times of second-guessing, maybe the money isn't coming through how you thought it would be, maybe your contacts isn't as big as you thought it would be, if you don't love it there in those moments, you're going to quit.
Yeah.
And that is the difference between successful and unsuccessful people, whether an entrepreneur in any field, any business, and in sport. I feel it's the common denominator with the successful is that they just kept going and they didn't quit. And in the world of business, if you're not loving your product, if it's not your passion and you're just doing it, you're going
to
quit.
Yeah. If you can get that passion and that obsession, it does create the formula for you to continue to grow. Because I'll tell you right now, entrepreneurship, especially when you get your first business, getting it off the ground is the hardest thing you will ever do. The little tasks, I don't think people realize that, because you're virtually wearing every single hat. You become the receptionist, you become the sales manager, the marketing manager, the media manager, the CEO, the CFO. All of a sudden, you're wearing 10 hats, and that's the make and break. But if you love it, you can really, really make a go of it.
Systems are really important, too. Going into it with a plan of attack, everything from listing out your intent to listing out what you're good at, and then whatever industry you're in, figuring out the white space in that market, not doing it because somebody else is doing it, not mimicking somebody, being authentic, being original, and having that plan and structure, because it is a process.
But like you said, being authentic is the one of the biggest parts of that formula, because if you're not authentic, you're going to get found out straight away.
Yeah, a guy like yourself, you know, you've been in the game, you've worked in multiple industries, you've succeeded in multiple industries. When you see somebody, it's probably not hard for you to be able to read between the lines and see if this person is authentic or if this person is faking the funk. The thing that it drives me insane the most about creating businesses is the old adage of fake it till you make it. I can't stand that.
Yeah, I can't stand that either.
What part of faking it? And there is zero part of faking it that's in my DNA. I don't know how to fake it.
Yeah. If you don't know something and you haven't done it, don't say that you did just because you heard Gary Vee speaking about it.
That's right.
That's not the way you should be. Because some people are influential on other people. And actually live it. Actually experience it. And
study then, it. Learn it.
Yeah.
Like you said, live it.
Crack, man.
It's like, what is it? Like you look at the best strength coaches. You look at the best performance-based coaches, whether it's in public speaking or strength and conditioning or baseball, football, whatever. I guarantee those people who are coaching it have done it once in their life.
Yeah, man, remember that 10,000-hour rule?
Yeah, to be a master at anything.
Yeah, to be a master, you have to... Well, it's not exact science, but yeah. I get what they're actually saying. And it does put the person in the position to want to know everything, you know what I mean? Like, about that subject. And then you can go start preaching it to other people.
Yeah. That?
It's very important.
A perfect example of that is a buddy of mine, Tony, and he moved to L.A., the same year I moved to L.A., and he started as a door guy at a comedy store, taking the door, getting paid like $6 an hour.
Yeah.
This was 10 years ago. And every single day, I just talked to him when he came to Australia for his Australian tour, and he said, this was every day for 10 years. He was like, I've done stand-up every day for 10 years. So now the same people 10 years ago when I was taking the door, I would say, hi, hi. They wouldn't even look at me. Those are the same guys who want me to write for them. Those are the same guys who are asking me how to get a Netflix special. Perfect example, man. He's just grinding, hustling. And you really need to have faith in yourself that is going to pay off.
It's like we talked about in that last game, patience. Like, if Tony gave up, like, realistically, Tony's killing the game right now.
Yeah, billboard in Hollywood, Netflix special.
And what time? Would you reckon it was about 2 years ago when he started to first branch into that next realm?
I would say 2-3 years ago.
So we're talking about 8 years of patience and 8 years of actually learning his craft and being in the right social circles and learning from people like Joe Rogan,
yeah,
Brian Callen, and people like that. It's like it's a game, and you have to actually live that path.
He said that too. I asked him about that when he was in Sydney, like when he moved to LA, what his framework was, what his mindset was, and he said the thing that he knew he was a stand-up, and the thing he needed to do was somehow become friends with Joe Rogan, somehow become friends with Dave Chappelle, somehow connect those dots, and that's exactly what he's done, and it's taken him years to do it. But guys listening home, Google Tony Hinchcliffe. The kid is a savage. Watch his Netflix special, plug One Shot, and you can see it. It's that 10,000 hours, man. You have to go through constant failure. You have to keep failing. And then, you know, what did Steve Jobs say? The first draft of anything is awful.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you have to kind of, but it's really once important that you're doing what you love.
Yeah, and once you get that idea, then, like you said, that first draft's always going to be awful, but keep refining, and something good will be painted on that picture for sure.
Yeah, it's like that old metaphor about the diamond, like something about, you know, you have to, a diamond for it has to be squeezed and like destroyed, basically. It starts out with nothing, and then out comes this, like through the pressure, basically through the resistance of the formation of the diamond, which gets you, you know, the end product. Excuse me.
Yeah, all good. Cold,
allergies. Man. But yeah, it's like anything. You know, we were talking to Aubrey Marcus, the CEO of Onnit, and we were talking about adversity when he was talking about, you don't walk into a gym and the weights aren't made of plastic or air.
Yeah.
The weights have resistance. It's resistance training, and your body can adapt through that, as do our lives through resistance.
For sure. Guys, I hope we've given you a little bit of a starting point for entrepreneurship. But if you want to get in contact, ask myself or Johnny any questions. We're always open to it. info@thevisionboardpodcast.com or Johnny, you can be found at.
Yeah, you guys can check me out on all socials at Johnny Stofko. Go to my website at johnnystofko.com. Like, you know, send us emails. We're all about feedback, and we're learning as well. By no point do I want to portray myself as an expert in anything. Yep. I'm an expert on learning.
Yeah.
I feel that that's the biggest point. But yeah, check me out on all socials, Johnny Stofko.
Yeah, I'm at Tristan Cannell Fitness across everything, tristancannellfitness.com. Young personal trainers out there, I'm sure that we've got a few people listening. Johnny's got a course starting, and he's been putting up a few video teasers of what the sort of content is in there. So check out his Facebook. It's pretty good stuff. I've actually sat in on a couple of the different sessions, and they're very, very valuable. And I think you'd get a lot out of it. So if you want more information, hit him up at, like I said, his website,
johnnystofko.com. Yeah, email info@johnnystofko.com. And what the product is my mission is to expedite the learning curve for the new coach. Everything that took me 2, 3, 4 years to learn, I've been able to shrink down and condense it and speed up that learning curve from day one. It's like a language. The younger we are, we're more susceptible to learn language.
Yep.
And I think business is the same, holds true with any industry.
Yeah, and the big thing is Johnny's been there himself. He's, like we spoke about before, not being the person that is, you know, well, for us, it's practice what you preach. So Johnny's been in your shoes. He knows how hard it is to be that first-year coach. So it's a perspective that he's actually lived and breathed. So I think it's very valuable. So guys, you know, hit him up and let him know any questions that you've got.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Okay, guys, next week on the show, we've got a massive episode on Monday. We've got Lane Beachley in the house, so I can't wait for that. It's actually going to be our first video podcast as well. So we're going to go test out the little rooms of both being a video and audio podcast. So it's going to be available in two different forms.
Yeah, we're going to be forced to step our game up. Les Brown says, inspiration through desperation. And it's one thing with you and I being comfortable, 100-plus episodes, the audio format. Now we need to step our game up on the video platform.
Mm-hmm.
And what a way to do it with a legend of
best
surfing,
of the best, man.
Sydney's own Lane Beachley.
For people that know, she's a 7-times world champion. She's got the longest consecutive streak of 6 victories in a row. Not even Kelly Slater's done that. So it goes to show the level of talent that she's got. Later in the week, we've got Matt Morris. Matt's a leading sales and business expert coming out of Dallas, Texas. So he's going to be a very interesting speaker as well. He does a lot on stage, travels the world. And yeah, it's going to be great to get his perspective as well.
Yeah, motivator, speaker, started MLM similar to Ryan Blair, past guest. And it's all about that delivery and his smile. So we're excited to share Matt Morris with you. And he gives a lot of insights on the mindset of standing in front of large crowds.
Yeah, for sure. So guys, tune in. Like I said, Lane on Monday, Matt on Wednesday, and then we'll be back for the wrap-up show on Friday.
Tristan Cannell.
Jonathan Stofko.
You have a good one, big dog.
You too, my man.
Peace.
Peace. Welcome to the Vision Board Podcast, stories of success from around the world.
You guys are scratching a itch, and that's why this podcast has become popular and successful, is because you guys are scratching an itch. You're enjoying it, and you're also benefiting from the knowledge that people are dropping.
I've never met the person in my life, including my parents, that was able to outwill me about